From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June the 23rd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that a new rapid care facility is coming to Copec. The facility will provide medical care for non-life-threatening emergencies. The center is to be located in a portion of the Community Rescue Squad building located on Mountain View Road, where the former Copec Police Department used to be. Copec Supervisor Jeff Nayer said last week the office of State Senator Kathleen Marchione announced the groundbreaking ceremony for the new facility will take place on Monday, June the 29th. Columbia Memorial Hospital has agreed to take on the project. Renovations to the building are expected to cost approximately $700,000. The hospital is expected to take on one half of those costs. Marchione has secured the remainder of the funding from other sources. The facility will have 5 examination rooms and will be open 6 or 7 days a week. The center is expected to be open for business by the end of the year. That is a story that you can read in the Columbia paper. The Times Union is reporting the state-owned nature area on the Hudson River in Stuyvesant has received a $100,000 upgrade. New York environmental officials say the 117-acre Nutton Hook unique area has new picnic and parking areas, as well as a trailhead informational kiosk. The site is the newest stop along the 256-mile Hudson River Greenway Water Trail. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman, a Lake Katrine man has been acquitted of attempted unlawful surveillance in connection with the use of a drone-mounted camera to shoot photos and videos of a medical office. David Biesmer was found not guilty shortly before noon on Monday, June the 22nd, by a 6-woman jury in Ulster Town Court. The jury deliberated for approximately 70 minutes to reach its verdict. It was Biesmer's second trial on the misdemeanor count. The first ended in a mistrial when jurors were shown evidence they were not supposed to see. Biesmer was arrested by state police in July of 2014 after taking photos and video footage of the new Mid-Hudson Medical Group building on U.S. Route 9W in Ulster County by flying his remote-controlled drone outside the structure. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, here is a report from Mike Clifford for the Public News Service on the Hudson Valley Energy Transmission Project.
A new report says New Yorkers don't need to invest in a billion-dollar-plus Hudson Valley Transmission Project, and they will get cleaner and cheaper power in return. The Public Utilities Commission is confronted with a choice, and Dr. Tim Sheckley with the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy just issued an analysis that says the proposed Hudson Valley Power Line project only serves utility companies and their suppliers. He says New York consumers gain more with locally generated renewable energy sources.
Because of the opportunity to get more reliability in their grid if they don't have these big transmission systems. I think that the commission wants to go forward with it, but they're up against some pretty powerful, economic forces.
The report was published by the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy. The commission will be seeking technical input next month. The Institute's senior policy advisor, Camilla Reese, says the energy decisions now pending in New York have implications for the nation.
The two conflicting proposals on the table in New York State relates to every state. We are at a turning point where we must choose to go to a renewable, locally generated model and transition away from the centrally generated electricity paradigm.
Dr. Sheckley says cheaper solar installations and advances in battery storage are game changers. He says New York needs to keep pace.
And the technology and economy of electricity is in a rapid state of change right now. The economies of scale and the old systems just don't work anymore. You can do it a lot cheaper and cleaner with distributed solar.
The paper is called the Hudson Valley Energy Highway Transmission Project, an idea whose time has passed. Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.
As for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has declared a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York for Tuesday, today, June the 23rd. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible late Tuesday morning into the afternoon as a cold front approaches from the northwest. The storms will generally move from the west and will be capable of damaging wind gusts in excess of 58 miles an hour and or large hail 1 inch in diameter or greater. Isolated tornadoes are also possible. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could be severe. The temperature high will be near 87 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. On Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 58 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 15 minutes, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 23rd day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.